Hey, what's up, VPFire? Welcome to a new episode here at VPFI Podcasts. My name is Eduardo Soto, and if you want to know the best English tips I received in the last 24 hours, you're in the right place. I'll begin this episode sharing a nice tip that I got from the VPFI Speak English group on WhatsApp. Teacher Juan taught today's students over there this morning a really nice expression, so check it out. Have you ever heard the expression bury your head in the sand? When you bury something, you try to hide it. So in this expression, it means to try to hide your head in the sand, digging a hole and maybe putting your head inside of it. Of course, the real meaning of the expression has no relation to it. If you're burying your head in the sand, it means that you're trying to ignore a problem or unpleasant situation, expecting it just to disappear by itself. Check it out this example here. Most part of the people in the company know about those problems, but instead of trying to solve them, they are just burying their head in the sand. Let's check it out another example here. You can't bury your head in the sand if you're willing to open your own business. Entrepreneurs solve problems every day, my friend. So the thing is, bury your head in the sand, it's when you try to ignore a problem, when you try to run away from it, okay? It was a nice expression, wasn't it? Don't forget to write it down on your English notebook. If you don't have an English notebook fully dedicated to our podcast, consider having it, because I'm here from Monday to Saturday twice a day at 11:30 a.m. with a Portuguese version of the show and at around 9 p.m. with the full English version of it. By the way, I'd like to know if there are people from other countries following this English podcast. In my metrics here, I could see many people from Ireland, Canada, and Portugal. So, introduce yourself, foreign VPFIer. I'm talking to many foreign people on my Telegram groups too. So, I'd like to say that we have many content here in Brazilian Portuguese. Though, every night we get at least one episode 100% in English. And of course, if you, who don't live in Brazil, are willing to learn some Brazilian Portuguese, I have a very nice material I can share with you to master your Portuguese and improve your English at the same time. Because our textbooks are bilingual, alright? You noticed that I want to generate more interaction here with you, right? That's why I strongly suggest you to listen to this podcast with your Instagram or WhatsApp account linked to mine and answer all my questions. By doing this, you'll be able to practice even more your English, and instead of just learning the things I'm teaching you, you'll be able to interact with everything and learn it twice faster and stronger. Well, it's almost 9 p.m. My Friday was full of great things. Tomorrow I'll be back here to record a new episode. If you want to contact me and keep talking, I'm always online at the VPFI Instagram at Você Pode Falar Inglês, and leave me a message over there or on my WhatsApp 16997522487. And keep this in mind. A little bit by day and your goal will be accomplished. Have a great one! Eduardo Soto from VPFI, out!